we're going to talk games. And Zach Pawlowski is here along with Janet Pawlowski from the Sanctum Tabletop Gaming Emporium right here in Racine. It's right on Highway 20 at the corner of Ohio and the old Schwinn place at the Ohio and 20, which you said, I remember I bought a bike there. Everybody bought a Schwinn there. Huh?
It was around for a long time. When people come in, they always say, you know, oh, I haven't been here since, you know, 1994 when I bought a bike. It's like, you know, little different.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the story, and then we're going to talk about the reason you're here. Now, you said games. Are we talking board games, video games?
So we're, you know, tabletop gaming, so it's board games, card games, so think more Monopoly and Pokemon than, you know, Mario or something like that.
I will tell you, in our closet, stacked are all these board games. My wife loves board games. I have no patience for it whatsoever. I just don't. But we play games, and some of them are pretty good. We play, not Uno. Was it Uno? What's the other one? Card game where you got to match up the colors. There's a whole bunch of card games we have. Then we've got the Life. We've got the Clue. We've got but we got all these board games in there. The one we don't have, which she likes, is Operation. Remember that one with the little tweezers?
We do have a copy of that.
Operation?
We do have Operation, but nowadays there's over 4,000 board games that come out every year.
Do people really play board games anymore?
It is.
At my house.
They do, and it's different than, you know, it's different than the Candyland and Operation, you know, that we kind of focus on now.
I like Candyland.
There's games like Catan is one of the more famous ones, or Wingspan that came out a couple of years ago during the pandemic.
We have Battleship. We have that one.
Sure. Yeah.
Battleship.
I don't think we have a copy of Battleship in now. A lot of those games are, you know, this is more the enthusiast hobby games.
Now Monopoly is the granddaddy of them all.
There are a lot of copies and things of Monopoly.
But Monopoly changed because now you can get Horseopoly, you can get Farmopoly, you can get Racine. We have before you leave here, we got a Monopoly board for Racine hanging on the wall over there.
Oh, nice.
They made it with all the businesses in Racine. It was a Monopoly board, and we were on there, so we framed a copy sitting up. This is from years ago, from the 90s. But Monopoly, everything. I don't know, do they still play Monopoly today? Because I grew up, my family, that's the only game my family played together. That and Gin Rummy and Poker, my family got together.
We don't. I mean, there's people that do. But if you think Monopoly's, you know, Monopoly's coming out, you know, it's like, when's the last time you watched a Shirley Temple movie? That's kind of like Monopoly era.
Oh,
of
really?
Things. So, yeah. So when you're thinking of, you know, when you're thinking of that nowadays, like I said, there's tons of new games about all different kinds of things, newer mechanics that are more modernized. It's, you know,
how about Mousetrap?
Mousetrap's a, you know, another one of the mass market games. I believe we do have a copy of Mousetrap in our kids section.
I have no patience for that game.
It doesn't really work.
I know it doesn't work. you put the whole thing together and hit the thing, and something would get stuck.
It's a great concept. It's fun, especially for kids, but it's a Rube Goldberg machine.
I know, but it worked on the TV commercial so well.
And a Big Mac looks delicious on a TV commercial.
Until you get it, it's all squished up and terrible looking.
Yeah, little different between the advertising and reality there, yeah.
Yeah, so, Monopoly, I love that. We have a game of Monopoly. Now, it's tough to play with two people, but you got to play with four. Yeah. And the problem is, people get real angry at you when they land on your property and you got four houses or a hotel and they can't pay up. They said, well, I'll give you this. I don't want to deal you out of the game. No. You have to deal with me. I'll give you the Baltic and Mediterranean, which are the cheapest properties. You can't make any money off them. But sometimes you deal, sometimes you don't. But when you start dealing properties, the game's over for you because you're not going to, you gave away all your properties. How are you going to make one more land on a property and the game's over and they don't want to be out of the game?
And that's why, you know, for a lot of games now, player elimination is not nearly as common. And when player elimination does happen, it's normally in a game that lasts 10 minutes and not one that lasts 17 hours.
Yeah, but you always say with Monopoly, the board is thrown on the floor, the community chess cards are laying all over the place, the money, the hotels, the houses laying everywhere because somebody goes, I'm not playing, boom, they flip the board over.
Yeah, for people with, you know, you know, that competitive streak. I normally recommend cooperative games. There's a lot of board games now that are cooperative, where you're working together against the game in some way.
What was the game we played? Was it Clue? We had to go to different rooms. I'm trying to remember the game.
You know, Clue is the deduction game where you have to figure out, if Colonel Mustard in the conservatory with the lead pipe or whatever. But yeah, there's a bunch of different deduction games.
I just have no patience for my wife. We got it stacked in the closet, all these board games. The one we don't have is Yahtzee, because I remember with my family, if there was a gambling game in my house, we all played it. Gin Rummy, poker. It's nothing like getting a 6-year-old learning how to play poker. That's how I learned to play when I was 6 years old, you know, looking at people's eyes and stuff. Yahtzee is such a great game to play with the family.
Oh, yeah. Yahtzee works. There's a bunch of variations, you know, on that dice rolling, theme nowadays a lot of games will have different themes. So there's one called Dice Throne that I call Battle Yahtzee. We even have events for it where people come in, and it's a tournament where you have a character that has like hit points and things, and you're rolling the dice and matching them up like basically like Yahtzee. And if you match so many symbols, you get to do this power to attack another character.
Now, do they play the games at your Emporium, or do they just buy them?
We have about 15 tables. Three of them are rooms, so it's a mixture. Some people are playing board games. Others are playing miniatures games like Warhammer, card games like Magic or Pokemon. Or some of the rooms are mostly designed for like role playing games like Dungeons and Dragons or things like that.
Yeah, again, I never got into Dungeons and Dragons.
It
was before me because I'm a little older.
D&D's been around for 50 years now, 51.
Really?
And it was created just down the street in Lake Geneva.
Really? So, Dungeons and Dragons?
Yeah. That's why the big game convention Gen Con used to be in Milwaukee. It was in Lake Geneva. It was at Parkside. It was in Milwaukee. Now it's in Indiana. But that's, you know, like 72,000 people go to that. So
all right, hold on a line here. Hold on just a second. Zach Pawlowski is here along with Jenna Pawlowski. We will get her to talk before this is over, I guarantee. I get anybody to talk. If you think you can get away without talking, it's not going to happen. And they own the Sanctum Tabletop Gaming Emporium. It's right at the corner of, close to the corner of Highway 20 and Ohio here in Racine. We talked about all the gaming, but for the first time, you're doing a charity event. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, we, our employees were really excited about doing something called Extra Life, which started as a video game charity and has worked its way into board games as well. And it's a charity for Children's Miracle Network Hospital. So they've raised about $132 million since 2008. And so we decided to do an event this coming weekend where we're having a bunch of games and things, and that money's going toward the charity. We're selling some different things, and some of the profits from the store are being
that's kind of nice
donated to that. So now,
how'd you pick that charity?
It's association with gaming. It's well known in gaming circles. And a lot of times it will be done in 24-hour marathons. So you'll have someone who's playing a video game on Twitch for 24 hours.
24 hours.
Yeah, and that's the point. 24 hours. We thought, we could do a 24-hour marathon, and then we thought, well, at 3 a.m, no one's coming into the store that's going to be playing a board game with us or something like that, or at least no one we probably want in the store at that time.
Some shady character wants to play a board game.
Yeah, just someone walking off the street.
You could do 24 hours, just do them in 12-hour
increments. Well, that's what we're doing. It's going to be the hours of the event are going to be from 6 to 10 on Friday. We're open an hour early on Saturday, so it's 10 to 10 on Saturday and then 10 to 6 on Sunday. So we have a variety of different types of games going on then. So role-playing games, board games. In fact, for board games, one of our employees who's wanted to do the 24-hour marathon is going to do all 24 hours. She's going to come there, and she's going to be playing different board games, teaching people how to play board games so people can come in.
Well, this is other than video games, this is pretty neat because my wife is the biggest board game person out there. I mean, you can't believe what's in her. I would try to get her on the phone to list all the board games we have.
Sure.
Some of them I never heard of before, and I don't want to learn something new because she's an expert at it. which means I'm not going to be.
That's why you get. That's why you got to play cooperative games, so you're working together against the game. Then you get to win together.
We bought this game, or our son bought it for us, and I don't know the name of it, but it's got different rooms set up on the thing, and each person's got different clues about themselves. It's not a famous game.
Okay,
I got to find out what the name of the game is. Unfortunately, she's not picking up the phone.
Sure,
she's doing something worthless, like getting ready for work. And I can't get a hold of her. Well, this is neat. So give us the dates again.
So it's November 7th through 9th.
And the hours for the actual...
It's 6 to 10 on Friday, 10 to 10 on Saturday, and 10 to 6 on Sunday. And our website, we have a listing of all the different types of activities. Some of them, it's advisable to, you know, reserve in advance if you can. You can do that from our website, thesanctum.games, because there's limited seating, because there's only, like, five people that can play a role-playing game at one time. Yeah. But we have other games like, you know, Star Wars Legion, where we're hoping to have as many people come in with the miniatures and, you know, roll some dice and, you know, play stuff like that.
So that's kind of neat. You a big board game person, Janet?
Oh, well, yes, I do like to play board games.
Is that how you guys met?
No.
I picture you two guys playing some board game together and falling in love over some dopey game like Candyland or something.
Not quite that.
No, but we did play a lot of board games while we were dating. So that's
the common thing between you two, board games.
One of those. Yeah.
It's one of those things. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
But yes, so we do quite a few events at the store and activities like we're doing for Extra Life this coming weekend. And so... one of the other regular events that I lead is an every other Wednesday women's board game night. And so our employee who is doing the board game marathon all weekend, this coming weekend, she and I teach different board games each week. And it's a very fun time for the ladies.
The game I couldn't remember was Phase 10.
Yeah,
we played a lot because it's simple.
Yeah.
I could understand it. Anybody can understand it. You pick a card. If it matches, you get it. So I can understand that. Some of the other board games, I just don't have the patience to learn because my wife knows it already. So now I got to learn more than she does about the game if I'm going to win. And I'm not going to catch up to her because she's got so much knowledge on these games. And she goes to secondhand stores sometimes to buy these games. And she brings them back and it's missing a piece. You buy at, you know, some of these games, somebody, you know, lost the pieces to it, but you make, you know, you can make around that. Chess, I know how to play chess. I know how to play checkers. I know how to play backgammon. Love backgammon.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, backgammon's a good game. That's one of those games that, where people can put up roadblocks, you know, on you, and you get mad at them, and you're talking about divorce over a game. I thought you loved me. Now I found out you don't love me because you put my piece back to the beginning of the game. And now it's all over. And you get your attorney. I'll get my attorney over backgammon. But I've got a real nice leather case backgammon game I bought years ago. And it's one of those games you can just lay in bed and play because it's very simple. And, you know, roll the dice and it's another dice game. How much dice involved in games?
Dice is common. Dice and cards. It depends. There's normally, you know, chess is pure strategy and doesn't change. But a lot of games have luck components to them.
See, I don't know any of the strategic moves in chess. I just keep moving pieces until I can get their pieces out. And I play with other people that don't have any. It's not like, oh, this is the Boris Spassky move. This is the Bobby whatever move of with Bobby Fischer move that he made at the famous 1972 chess game. This is the one. I don't know any of that stuff.
Me neither. That's why I didn't last too long in at the Parkside University chess club back in the 90s when the guy beat me in four moves. And I said, oh, I guess I'm not good at chess.
Isn't this the Bobby Fischer move? Maybe you should start slower with Eddie Fischer and work your way up to Bobby Fischer.
Mm.
But yeah, our high school had a chess club. I never understood why, but these kids were good at it. And they met every once a week, and they played chess in the afternoon for a couple of hours, and they went to chess club.
Yeah, nowadays, a lot of schools have D&D clubs.
Dungeons and Dragons?
Yep, Dungeons and Dragons clubs. So, even, you know, it went from, you know, the satanic panic in the 80s to now having
satanic panic.
It was you know, D&D was going to, you know, was, you know, you know, they call it the satanic panic for Dungeons and Dragons, and groups that were, you know, opposed to it because it was, you know, evil in some way. And now it's something that we have a summer camp for kids.
I know.
For D&D. So
it's like all the Van Halen records were all satanic.
Yeah,
and it's Megadeth, and well, Megadeth maybe.
Well, yeah, there's some. there were some that are. Yeah.
Ronnie Dio, remember Ronnie Dio? Always had like those devilish logo for his thing. But yeah, now we play him on hey, it's adult contemporary music. Here's Van Halen.
Yeah.
And here's Def Leppard. Okay, so one more time, let's run through it. Yeah. This is the Sanctum Tabletop Gaming Emporium. It's right there on Highway 20 at the corner of where? Next to the coin shop right there.
We're a little bit east of the coin shop, two doors down from that on Washington.
Yeah, one by Ohio. Used to be the old Schwinn place. I see you got a great sign. I just passed it yesterday.
Yep.
And the gaming is board games mainly.
Yep, board games, you know, card games, role-playing games.
Card games still, huh?
Yeah, card games might be different than what you're thinking of. I'm thinking of like Magic the Gathering.
Oh, see, I'm thinking of like a back room where a poker tournament's going on. Where it's a $1,000 buy-in to get into the game.
I mean, we have had people come in and, you know, rent a table and play and play poker, but it's the rarity. It's a different enthusiast crowd than the poker crowd.
But the reason you're here is coming up November. Give me the dates again.
November 7th through 9th, we're doing charity events for Extra Life. So you know, the money we're raising from the games that we're running is going to Children's Miracle Hospital Network.
That's great.
And one thing I didn't mention is it's not just games. So we also have a couple different events on Sunday: a craft and chat brunch and a map making session. So it's not, even if you're not a gamer, there's other things that, you know, are activities for people to do.
Well, good luck with the business. Sounds like you found out something you're real passionate about. And, you know, it's like me opening up a bookstore. Wouldn't work.
Sure.
Anyway, I told you I'd get you to talk, Janet. Yeah. I told you. See, people have tried. They tried to be here and not say a word. It never works. Janet and Zach Pawlowski from Sanctum Tabletop Gaming Emporium. Thank you guys for coming in. And good luck with this. Hope you raise a lot of money.
So do we. Thanks for having us.
Yes,
okay,
thank
no
you.
Problem.